Aloha. Today's episode is brought to you by the Western Extension Risk Management Education Center, USDA NIFA, the University of Hawaii College of Tropical Ag and Human Resources, the Livestock Extension Group, and the University of Nebraska-Lincoln Center for Ag Profitability.
Aloha, welcome to the Livestock Bala'au Mini, a podcast aimed to provide educational support, information, guidance, and outreach to our livestock stakeholders in Hawaii and the rest of the U.S. We are your hosts, Mele Oshiro and
Shannon Sam.
Today, we're just talking a little bit about what's going on this month. Yep. And this little mini episode of our podcast, first and foremost,
as always. It's like there's a lot going on. So June is a busy month. May was busy. June's busy. So I feel like summer's like a go time for a lot of people. Yep. So first and foremost, fill out the survey because we like to have that continuous feedback from you all to make sure we're on the right track and that we are providing you the information you want. So make sure to have your voice heard.
Yep. Another survey that's out there right now, still out there, I should say, is the Beef Consumer Survey, which is part of another funding project that we have to gain some better understanding of our consumers' behavior when purchasing local beef. Yep. So our team created a short survey for you all to fill out, give us some basic information. Of course, everything is kept confidential and anonymous. If you have any questions regarding the survey, you can email or give me a call as well. And
some cool funding opportunities too, right? So, yeah. And this is nationwide too, I believe, right? The local meat capacity grant program.
Yes, that one is. And that we announced that one our last podcast. And just reminding you, because the deadline's not till July 19th. So that one's all done through grants.gov. So if y'all are working in local meat processing or anything like that, this can support equipment and all that stuff. So take a look at it. There's a lot of money in there in that pot for that. So do take a look at it and reach out to them. They have a couple webinars that they did already. I believe that's recorded. So you can watch that and find out more information. And the other one that opened up as well is through Hawaii Department of Agriculture, which is the micro grant for food security program. So this is the third year of the grant program. It provides support for small scale gardening, herding, livestock operations, anything that's going to help increase the amount of animals or quality of the food that's grown in some of these smaller communities. So there's a lot of money. This is all, like I said, through Department of Agriculture and part of the 2018 Farm Bill. So it's open to individuals. So it's backyard farmers. You can get up to $5,000. You have to be a Hawaii resident and 18 years of age or older. And head of your household to be able to apply for that. But you folks that are, you know, smaller scale producing stuff, still going into the farmer's market, all the kinds of things, you can apply for that. And it's also open this year to organizations. So anybody doing business anywhere Native Hawaiian or nonprofit organizations, even other educational facilities, you can apply up to $10,000 for this. And I think it's a 10% match, I believe, for this one. But there's a webinar on it. They did as well. And more information online. We'll put all the links for this. But the deadline for that one's June 15th. So a little less than a month left for that. So
just a couple weeks. So
yeah. But you know, it's a grant program. So check it out. You never know what that can help with just putting up new structures or whatnot for you. And then the other thing I wanted to share, because I don't know if I have shared this before on the podcast, but the other, I guess, hat I wear, or part that I do, is I am the Beef Quality Assurance Coordinator for the state, for Hawaii. So there are some other opportunities for education through the Beef Quality Assurance and programs that are put on nationally, as well as we try to do stuff locally. Currently, we don't have a local one for this, but there is national programs for stockmanship and stewardship. It's a two-day educational event, and you learn about low-stress cattle handling demonstrations that go on, facility designs, and industry updates, and you also can get BQA certified there, and you work with some experts within the BQA team and low stress animal handling, such as Kurt Pate and Ron Gale, which are very seasoned trainers and educators in low stress animal handling. So it's a great opportunity. Unfortunately, it's a great opportunity to go out there and get into some of these other cattle country and be able to see the industry in a little bit different aspect. But there's a few going to happen. across from between now and September. So June, they'll be in Nebraska. August, they'll be in Fort Collins. September, they'll be in Oregon. So late September, they will be in Caldwell, which is Ohio. So I'll put the links for them down below if you have the opportunity to go and do that. And if you are already BQA certified with the state, there is grants and scholarship opportunities with BQA as well, just to participate and join into some of these.
That's what different I was educational ask if events. There was some opportunity for people who
absolutely want to so there is, you know, it's a reimbursement obviously process, but I also just found out that there is another opportunity through the SARE program, which is the that you can get scholarship with them as well. So for attending different types of events and things like that. So another opportunity to look into those types of things. But there is funding that can help support your travel if you are a producer and you're BQA certified to be able to attend some of the stockmanship and stewardship programs. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the state and you would be interested in having one of these here and you think it'd be great and would want to participate if it's here, let me know. Because we are, you know, trying to figure out how we can get this here. So anyways, if you are a beef producer, that's a great opportunity, I think, to go and join and learn about the hot stuff.
So, and then we have our upcoming guest this month on the Livestock Vault Out is going to be Shannon Wilson. And she's going to talk about her research in the two-line spittlebug forage trials. So that will be very exciting.
Yeah. Woo! She's done a lot of work with it and been, she's been with the Two Lions Spittlebug team for a while. Yep. So just got some stuff to share. And yeah, it'd be great to hear what's been going on with those forage trials. So
should be exciting. Yes. And then we have exciting livestock days in June. So the first is World Milk Day.
June 2nd is National Rotisserie Chicken Day. So if y'all driving through Waimea at any time, and you see by the liquor store, you smell it. God, it's GJ's so Hulu Hulu Chicken.
Really I love good. It. So, I love it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Just another local favorite on the island.
June 3rd is National Egg Day. So I feel like it must have some, I don't know if anything has anything to do with chickens, but when I was, when we were writing this, I was like, there was Rotisserie Chicken Day and then Egg Day right after. And I was like,
a lot of poultry day. And June 4th, National Cheese Day for all the dairy folks out there.
Heck yeah. June 12th, National Jerky Day. I was like, I do love that crispy beef jerky.
I know, right? That's my favorite too. And then June 18th, our National Sushi Day. So honor all those folks in our aquaculture and get yourself some sushi. Make Shannon, sure. I got to ask you, where is there sushi in Nebraska?
Yes.
Okay. It's a good sushi.
It's become Americanized enough. I think that it's everywhere. So I was like, I think, yeah, no, I don't think I know. Even where I live, which is not like a super large town in North Platte, but
Well, and I always, when I travel, I try to, right. And I always travel. I always try to eat stuff that I don't normally get at home. So you don't think to go and I don't think to go and look for a sushi shop, right? When I'm,
no, I can tell you though, it's like when I come visit, I'm sure that's one of the things I'll want.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Cool. Good to know. Good to know.
So, exactly. So, make sure to follow us on our social media pages, the Livestock Valau and the Livestock Extension Group, if you haven't already. Be sure to visit the UHCTAR Extension website and our YouTube channel listed in the show notes.
That's right. And for any additional information about this or any other topics or comments, send us an email at valaau@hawaii.edu. And thanks again for listening to the Livestock Valaau Mini.
Oh, before we go, show some love to your favorite podcast by leaving us a review on App Podcasts or anywhere you listen to this podcast. And then stay tuned for the next one.
That's right. Thanks again to our sponsors, the Western Extension Risk Management Education Center, USDA NEFA, the Livestock Extension Group, and CTAR, and the University of Nebraska Lincoln Extension and Center for Ag Profitability. Ahui ho, mahalo for listening.